Tantor Audio presents Moonlight on Butternut Lake by Mary McNear, narrated by Carrington McDuffie. Chapter 1.
Miss? Miss?
Mila jerked awake and stared uncomprehendingly around her.
Where are we?
She asked, and her voice sounded strange to her.
Butternut, the bus driver said. This is the last stop.
The last stop. That sounded ominous, she thought, as her hand moved to massage her stiff neck.
I saw you'd fallen asleep, the driver continued, almost apologetically. But I remembered your ticket said Butternut, and I thought if you could sleep through that baby screaming, you must really need the rest.
Mila nodded, annoyed at herself for falling asleep. That was stupid. She was going to have to learn to keep her guard up. And not just some of the time, but all the time. She started to stand up, but her cramped legs rebelled. She sat back down.
Take your time,
the driver said genially, looking every bit the grandfather Mila imagined he must be, with his thick shock of white hair and pleasantly crinkled blue eyes.
You've been the only passenger since Two Harbors. Not many people travel this far north, I guess. Why don't you take a minute to stretch? And I'll get your baggage out for you.
Mila nodded, then stood up again, slowly this time, and tested her legs. They were stiff, but otherwise functional. She gathered up her handbag, which she'd been careful to wedge between herself and the side of the bus, and made her way down the aisle. When she climbed down the bus's steps, she saw that the driver was holding her suitcase and looking around doubtfully.
Is someone meeting you?